Avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Our featured restaurant today is Phillips Cafe and Catering. Don Miller and his family have been staples of the Northwoods for 44 years, and they'll cater your event. Chicken dinners, fish fries, Taco Tuesday, hearty breakfast, and a full menu of items, and as always, a great value. Open Sunday, Monday, and Thursday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Phillips Cafe, more food at a great value. Highway 13, downtown Phillips. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpet by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Ken's Carpet is your K&B appliance center also. Stop in or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Attention travelers and ice fishing fans. County Line Express Station on Highway 70 between Fifield and Minocqua is your one-stop shop this winter. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. They are the only gas station on this stretch. Ice fishing gear, they've got you covered. Check out the Vexilar FLX 30 Gens Pack, perfect for pros, and the compact, powerful Vexilar Scout 800 Fish Finder. Plus live bait, St. Croix rods, winter gear, firewood, propane, snacks, premium fuel, and more. County Line Station, your ice fishing headquarters this winter.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
We'll get you updated on the news next. Run a little bit behind here. We got a couple of top five lists you don't want to miss. Also coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Birthdays, too. It's Luke Bryan right now. The news is next at 98Q.
Whoa, 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 whoa. If I can make a living from walking in the woods, you can bet I'll be sitting pretty good high on a hill, looking at a field downwind. If I can make a nickel off of turning in bass, never worry about the price of gas. I'll be wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in. Hunting, fishing, loving every day, that's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day, early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red dirt rich and Flint River paid. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. I get a little farm pond buzz, sound of gravel when I'm backing up, pulling a string on a 9.92 stroke. Love it when my baby wants to roll with me, throws her boots on, climbs in a tree,
tucking her hair in my hat, and she's ready to go. And we get to hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red dirt rich and Flint River paid. Y'all are up there breathing in that old dirty air. I'll be down here knee deep in the muck of lake. Hunting and fishing, loving every day. I want to see them tall pines sway. Y'all close them eyes, let's go there in our mind. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. That's the prayer this country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Black coffee in the morning, dark whiskey in the evening. I get red dirt rich and Flint River pay. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. And loving every day,
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions about Ukraine's future. President Trump has called Russian President Vladimir Putin to talk about ending the war, but he was noncommittal when asked if Ukrainian President Zelensky would play an equal role in the discussions. Tesla CEO Elon Musk speaking by video call at the annual World Governments Summit in Dubai, saying entire federal government agencies in the United States will soon be eliminated.
It's kind of like if they're leaving a weed, if you don't remove the roots of the weed, then it's easy for the weed to grow back. But if you remove the roots of the weed, it doesn't stop weeds from ever growing back, but it makes it harder.
NASA, the latest government agency, told to prepare for a reduction of employees. As for those government buyout offers, the window is now closed for those who to make a decision, a federal judge clearing the way for the buyouts to proceed, and the offers are no longer being made. A car ramming in Munich, Germany, believed to be a terror attack. 28 people hurt, some critically. This is ABC News. An Ohio doctor facing six counts of arson. Police say 33-year-old Andrew Campbell set fire to another doctor's home after that other doctor allegedly had an affair with Campbell's wife. The University of Toledo, where Campbell works, putting him on leave. Two Navy pilots now recovering after ejecting from their fighter jet an E-18 Growler just off San Diego.
An immediate search launched for the two pilots after parachuting from the aircraft, rescued within 1 minute by a tourist fishing boat. The $67 million Navy jet was attempting a landing on North Island Naval Air Station off Coronado Beach. As it came to the end of the runway, it started a go-around the pilots headed back up. And that's when they ejected.
ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. And a 14-year-old from India setting the world record for mentally adding up 100 numbers, each of them four digits. Took him 30 seconds. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. After much delay and anticipation, northern Wisconsin snowmobile trails have opened. After the 2024 season yielded minimal snow and never opened the snowmobile trails, hearing the sleds once more is a welcome sign for local communities and businesses. Although county officials remind snowmobilers the trails are in early season conditions with possible rough spots in swamps and fields. And snowmobile clubs around the area are also urging caution. They say there's a lot of rough spots expected in high traffic areas. So be sure to reduce your speed in order to help keep the snow from wearing and keep yourself safer. Speed is the leading factor in sled crashes, especially around turns. We'd also like to remind you that there are counties out there that currently have minimal trails open. For example, Barron County officials say most of the area's snowmobile trails still can't be opened, citing poor trail conditions due to strong winds blowing snow off the trails. The adding snow coming in on Friday will help, although that snowstorm is set to hit the southern parts of the state more so than the north. This information was found in an article written by Civic Media's Brittany Merlot, which can be found on 98qcountry.com. Saturday, February 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., it's the Shawamigan Kite Fest. The Washburn Area Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce that Thompson's West End Park will be the new home of the Shawamigan Bay Kite Fest. They invite you to join them from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, February 22nd for a beautiful afternoon of fun, friends, flying, and more on frozen Lake Superior. You can bring your own kite or borrow one from Shawamigan Kiting. There will be a fire going in the fire pit by the pavilion to keep warm, and kids can take home a free kite while supplies last. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. over at Thompson's West End Park in Washburn. It's cold. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us it's about to get worse.
Bitter cold is spilling back into the state. Temperatures are diving sub-zero and wind chills are making it feel much worse. Cold weather advisories have been posted in spots northwest, with that expected to expand further south tonight. Wind chills will be feeling anywhere from 15 to 20 below zero, and frostbite can nip you quickly in these conditions. Signs to look out for include soreness or pins and needles feelings in your fingers, toes, ears, and nose. If this happens, never rub the area. That'll damage the tissue even more. Get inside and warm up the spot slowly.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Bucks head into the All-Star break with a victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks win a close one in Minnesota, 103-101 against the Timberwolves. Damian Lillard was out with a hamstring. Giannis still out with a calf muscle injury. And so that left center Brooke Lopez and several new players to battle for the win.
You know, we had a nice mix out there. So great to just see everyone feel each other out, you know, get a good sense of who we are. But, you know, when it boiled down to it, we just had each other's back. We were communicating, we were making the right play. We were playing with energy, and it was just a great win to have going forward.
Baseball. The Brewers signed Rays left-hander Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal. NFL. The Packers went into this season without a true number one receiver. So how did that work out? Jordan Love.
There's definitely, I think, areas that we need to focus on and improve on to get better, kind of get over the hump that we hit this year, and just get more consistent, focus on the details.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene tonight, final chance for you to see Team Seal Hockey Love, their last home game tonight, as they will take on Rhinelander 6 o'clock at the Park Falls Rec Arena. The Phillips Middle School girls basketball team will host Rib Lake. 4:30 start time for the 7th and 8th grade games tonight at the Phillips Middle School gym. The Butternut High School girls basketball team will play host to Bayfield today. That'll be a 6:30 start at the Butternut Gymnasium. And the Lakeland boys hockey team will entertain Ashland today at the Lakeland Ice Arena.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Using underwater cameras for ice fishing has proven to us that cold fronts do shut off the bite. But they've also shown us what we can do to catch fish when those conditions exist. I'll tell you more, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish in sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
You can see when a cold front moves in that the fish just quit biting. You can see this on the underwater cameras. One day you've got good weather and the fish are biting like crazy. You watch them grab that lure and they just want to eat everything that you put in front of them. But then all of a sudden that cold front moves in and you watch these fish just sitting there, not moving. You see these fish swim up to your lure and not biting. And you realize this cold front has really shut these fish off. But one of the things that the camera has shown us is that there are things you can do to catch those fish. Number one, you use the lightest line you feel comfortable with. If you're fishing walleyes, that's probably 6-pound test, but you'll want to use a fluorocarbon. And for panfish, a 2-pound test works the best. Again, in a fluorocarbon. That line is then invisible. These fish don't see the line, they're more apt to bite. Downsize in both your approach and your lure size. The smaller the lure, the better, and the less aggressive the action, the better. You can catch fish during a cold front. You just have to use tactics that work. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is cold out there this morning, and it's not really going to warm up much today. Partly cloudy, 7 above this afternoon. Tonight, 11 below. Tomorrow, snow will develop in the afternoon and continue into tomorrow night. 1 to 2 inches of accumulation possible by Saturday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
98Q Country.
Let's go, girls.
Like a woman. The girls need a break tonight. We're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our head down. The best thing.
Like a woman.
like a woman.
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I see those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names and a tattoo? Or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama. Put my name on your lips, call me yours, and forget all this drama. Forget it all. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing? Are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is or what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Trying to get it while we can. Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number I should wash right off my hands? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand?
Play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Day passes like molasses in winter time, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning, I know they'll be held to pay. but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care. And I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Jimmy Buffett, and Alan Jackson, 98Q, a country classic. We will... We'll throw some snowballs here sometime yet this morning. Give you a chance to win. Our keyword is Lena today. That's a $25 gift certificate that we're giving away with our snowball throwdown showdown. All you got to do is text us the word Lena, L-E-N-A, sometime today, and you'll be in for the random drawing. You do that through the Civic Media app. Tap 98Q, tap text, L-E-N-A, boom, send, you're done. You're good for the day, and you're in. Good luck with that. We've been giving away gift certificates already from Oh Dear Nutrition, and from Jay's Automotive yesterday, and Gray in our live snowball throwdown yesterday gave away some Ross's Sport Shop cash, some money there, gift certificates. So stay tuned for your chance to win. Have a little fun trying to get you through this cold month of February here with our 98Q snowball throwdown showdown. Birthdays are up in just a moment. If you have one, give us a call quick. We'd be glad to wish them a happy day. Give them a shot to win the cake at 715-762-3221. We will get to our birthdays and anniversaries after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions about Ukraine's future. President Trump has called Russian President Vladimir Putin to talk about ending the war, but he was noncommittal when asked if Ukrainian President Zelensky would play an equal role in the discussions. Tesla CEO Elon Musk speaking by video call at the annual World Governments Summit in Dubai, saying entire federal government agencies in the United States will soon be eliminated.
It's kind of like if they're leaving a weed, if you don't remove the roots of the weed, then it's easy for the weed to grow back. But if you remove the roots of the weed, it doesn't stop weeds from ever growing back, but it makes it harder.
NASA, the latest government agency, told to prepare for a reduction of employees. As for those government buyout offers, the window is now closed for those who to make a decision, a federal judge clearing the way for the buyouts to proceed, and the offers are no longer being made. A car ramming in Munich, Germany, believed to be a terror attack. 28 people hurt, some critically. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know.
With more snow on its way to the region, it is very important to remember safety tips for dealing with it. Always expect every surface to be slippery, so please incorporate extra time into your commute to ensure the safety of yourself and those around you. And remember, if you come up behind a snowplow, while it is legal to pass them, it is not recommended. Snowplows can create a cloud of snow around them that can make it very difficult to see past them, and the wing of their plow can stick out feet past the body of the plow. You should also remember that the road in front of them is guaranteed to be in worse condition than what they're leaving behind them. The recommendation is to settle in and enjoy your cleared road while giving them plenty of space to perform their duties. Thursday, February 25th at 4 p.m., the Phillips Public Library is hosting a learning opportunity about the family's role in the individualized education plan process. This is a no-cost learning opportunity for families to become more confident in the IEP process and learn about resources and strategies to assist you on your child's educational journey. This is for families of children with an IEP, and you can contact Stephanie Lulich at 715-685-1848 or Stephanie L. at CESA12.org for more information. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, February 25th at 4 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. In tribute to Bob Uecker, the Milwaukee Brewers have introduced a special patch for the upcoming season. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
In a tribute to Bob Uecker, the Milwaukee Brewers have introduced a special patch for the upcoming season. It's adorned with Uecker's signature on a gold and navy plaid design. It'll be worn by the team during spring training and throughout the regular season. It'll first appear February 22nd during the team's preseason game against the Reds in Phoenix.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks head into the All-Star break with a victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks win a close one in Minnesota, 103-101 against the Timberwolves. Damian Lillard was out with a hamstring. Giannis still out with a calf muscle injury. And so that left center Brooke Lopez and several new players to battle for the win.
You know, we had a nice mix out there. So great to just see everyone feel each other out, you know, get a good sense of who we are. But, you know, when it boiled down to it, we just had each other's back. We were communicating, we were making the right plays, we were playing with energy, and it was just a great win to have going forward.
Baseball, the Brewers signed Rays left-hander Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal. NFL, the Packers went into this season without a true number one receiver. So how did that work out? Jordan Love.
There's definitely, I think, areas that we need to focus on and improve on to get better, kind of get over the hump that we hit this year, and just get more consistent, focus on the details.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local schedule today, your final chance to see Team Seal Hockey. They're at home tonight, and they're taking on Rhinelander, 6 o'clock at the Park Falls Recreation Arena. The middle school girls basketball team of Phillips will play host to Rib Lake today, 4:30 at the Phillips Middle School gym. The Butternut girls team will host Bayfield tonight. That is a 6:30 start at the Butternut gym. And the Lakeland boys hockey team, they will entertain Ashland today at the Lakeland Ice Arena.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together. Let's throw some snowballs. Let's do our live snowball throwdown showdown right now. Caller 5 at 715-744-1006. A little different number, 744-1006. Give us a call. Caller 5. We'll throw some snowballs. See if we can't make you a winner of a $25 certificate. We'll do that next.
Bader Sports Center in Phillips is currently looking for motivated people to fill multiple positions, including one full-time salesperson, two part-time salespeople, and one full-time bow technician. All applicants must be 18 or older and possess a high school diploma or equivalent, and pay will be based on experience. If you love being outdoors, working with people, and learning about the newest outdoor gear, Bader Sports Center is the place for you. For more details or to pick up an application, stop in right at Bader's in Phillips on Highway 13 next to Pick and Save.
All right, let's do it. Let's see if we can give away a $25 certificate. Gray did yesterday in our live snowball throwdown showdown, give away a Ross's certificate. Let's see who we have on the line. Who is this with us today?
This is Alan Lobemeyer.
Hey, Al, how are we doing today?
Good. Nice right. And chilly out there today.
Oh, it's fresh. My dad used to say crisp. He would say crisp.
No mosquitoes. That's what I like.
Nothing like that good walk down the sidewalk, and everyone hears you coming, right, Al? Crunch, crunch.
That's right.
Crunch. It's
you
all
bet.
Coming. All right, Al, let's spin that wheel here and see what we got for a prize here. Hang on just a second here. I got to get my sound effect. Okay, here we go. I'm going to spin the wheel. Here we go. All right. All right, Al, looks like we have landed on the $25 Lena certificate. Let's see if we can make it happen here, Al. All right. I'm going to give you a 3-2-1, Al. We're going to fire up the snow machine, and we'll see if it's a winner or hopefully not a loser. Here we go. 3-2-1. You tell me when to go.
Let it rip.
All right, here we go.
Hasn't made snowballs before.
Want to go far, you got to pack it. Pack it. Push it.
See, the tighter you pack it, the further it'll go. Like this.
Let it go.
Like that, all right? Good luck.
Uh-oh.
You missed me!
Well, that didn't quite work out there, Al. The good news
better
is
luck next time.
There's a lot of winter left. There's a lot of snowballs left to throw, Al. Try again. Thank you so much for playing along.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet, Al Obermeyer. And, oh, man, what happened there? I thought that was going to be a winner. All right. I don't know. I hit the button and we... So, Gray will have another chance for you this afternoon. Two chances. You can win twice. You can win live on the air here when we do this in the morning, again with Gray in the afternoon. Or you can try to win through our texting, which, by the way, today is also... the text to win is a $25 gift certificate for Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. All you have to do is text us the keyword Lena, L-A-L-E-L-E-N-A. Lena, L-E-N-A. Do that sometime before the end of today.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
All right, birthday wishes going out today. Al Stewart. Al is celebrating a birthday today. Your family and friends want to wish you a happy day. The big 5-0 is what I'm told for Al. Can't be. Al doesn't look a day over 49. So, Al, happy birthday to you, Al. We appreciate your friendship and contribution to the show here. Hope it's a great day for you. If you're celebrating on this 13th day of February on Galentine's Day, you are celebrating with Walker Montgomery, the singer, songwriter, and rising country star, son of John Michael Montgomery. Walker is 26 today. Prince Jackson, Michael Jackson's first son, is already 28. Goodness gracious. Randy Moss, the controversial seven-time... Is he still controversial? When he played, he was an interesting character, but he has matured. And now, of course, he's had some health issues. And he did make an appearance on the Super Bowl pregame show on Sunday on Fox Sports. It was very emotional. He looks good, and hopefully he's doing good. Like him or like him or not like him as far as what he did playing-wise, you have to say he's a pretty good announcer with Fox Sports, and we certainly are hoping that his health holds up. He was a great wide receiver. He was, I don't think Packer fans will ever get over the fake pulling down of the pants and rubbing the butt on the goalpost thing, but that has a whole nother story precluding that that may change your story on that. Randy Moss is 48 today. David Naughton, the actor and singer and dancer, parlayed a series of Dr. Pepper commercials into starring roles in An American Werewolf in London and Midnight Madness 74 for David Naughton today. Mike Krzyzewski, the Duke basketball coach, one of the greats of all time, 78 today, coached Olympic basketball also. Not pronounced as spelled, Mike Krzyzewski. Jerry Springer, the one-time Cincinnati mayor and local news anchor, became the ringmaster of TV's raunchy talk shows. And I've watched documentaries on Maury Povich and on Jerry Springer. And you can say all the nice things you want about them, but their shows were still trash. Oh, I watched them. we all watched them. Because it was just a freak show. But hearing some of the stories behind those shows is somewhat disturbing. 1944, Jerry Springer born. He passed back just a couple years ago, 2023. Stockard Channing, the stage, film, and TV actress, played Rizzo in the movie Grease. 81 today for Rizzo. George Segal, nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 1967 for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. Went on to do a lot of others, too. George Segal, born on this day, 1934. He passed in 2021. Kim Novak, her first film, one of her first included Vertigo, The Man with the Golden Arm, Cradle and Picnic. And she also did a TV stint on Falcon Crest. 92 for Kim Novak today. Jim McReynolds, one half of the pioneering bluegrass duo of Jim and Jesse, born on this day, 1927, passed in 02. Budlow Bryant, the heck is that? The one-time Atlanta Philharmonic violinist, had a huge impact on rock and pop. He and his wife, Felice, they wrote Everly Brothers song, Bye Bye Love, Wake Up Little Susie, and they wrote for Eddie Arnold, for Buddy Holly. So Budlow Bryant, born on this day, 1920, passed in 1987. And Tennessee Ernie Ford, the singer of such hits as 16 Tons and Shotgun Boogie, later hosted a successful TV variety show. Tennessee Ernie, born on this day, 1919. He passed at the age of 72 back in 1991.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is cold out there this morning, and it's not really going to warm up much today. Partly cloudy, 7 above this afternoon. Tonight, 11 below. Tomorrow, snow will develop in the afternoon and continue into tomorrow night. 1 to 2 inches of accumulation possible by Saturday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
98Q Country.
likes whiskey with her water. She starts dancing when the stars come out. She ain't your typical preacher's daughter. She'll leave you dreaming, yeah, there ain't no doubt. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart, a country mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in her. From that tailgate and cranking up the dial. Come Sunday morning, she'll be singing with the choir, driving me crazy with that kiss me smile. There's a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart, a country mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in her.
Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Ooh.
This is Dylan Marlowe.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking dirt old beers on a Friday night.
Oh, yes.
98Q Country.
I ride east every other Friday, but if I had it my way, my day would not be wasted on this drive. And I want so bad to hold you, some of the things I haven't told you. Your mom and me couldn't get along, so I drive. And I think about my life and wonder why that I slowly die inside. Every time I turn that truck around right at the Georgia line, and I count the days and the miles back home to you on that Highway 20 ride. Day might come, you'll realize that if you see through my eyes, there was no other way to work it out. And a part of you might hate me, but son, please don't mistake me for the man that didn't care at all. And I drive, And I think about my life and wonder why that I slowly die inside. Every time I turn that truck around right at the Georgia line, and I count the days and the miles back home to you on that Highway 20 ride. When you drive and the years go flying by, I hope you smile if I ever cross your mind. It was a pleasure of my life and I cherished every time. And my whole world, it begins and ends with you on that Highway 20 ride. She asked me where I was from. I said somewhere you never been to. Little town outside of Knoxville, heading by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. Yeah, I said, let's go shoot tequila. So we walked back to that beach bar. She said, don't cowboys drink whiskey. So we drank bottom shelf. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. And I said, girl, you've never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said, maybe I should see them for myself. Yeah, but now sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. She told me I was crazy, yeah, but I still thought that maybe she'd show up. Oh, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roof. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Some sand in my boots. some sand in my boots.
Here he goes. Morgan Wallen at 98Q Country. We're going to see if we can hook Gray in here for a little gray area discussion in the 9 o'clock hour. We've got some fun stuff that we were talking about yesterday when we were broadcasting from Wheelway. So we're going to do that during the 9 o'clock hour this morning. We have a cold one for you. Only 7 above for the high, but the wind, not much of a factor. I tell you what, you give me 7 above and no wind, I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that. The ice fishing's good. The snowmobile trails are, you know, they're hanging in there. They're doing pretty good. We've got people coming up, and I've seen the sleds, and I've seen the trailers, and just got to be careful out there. You can go out and have a good time, but may want to reduce a little speed and just be extra cautious that the trails are not 100% perfect. They never really are, but you got to be careful. You got to be careful out there, but have a good time, and we're certainly feeling blessed to have the snow that we got to make the trails open here in Price County. They are open. You can Google Wisconsin Snowmobile Trail Conditions for the latest in updates. We have some little news, little sports to come. And text us that keyword sometime today. Lena, L-E-N-A, we're giving away a $25 gift certificate today with our Snowball Throwdown Showdown.
Hey, grab your partner and head to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Mondays at 4 for Mexican night, close Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but back Thursday with brisket and chicken bacon ranch wraps. Fridays mean fish fry with salad bar, Saturdays mean pork and dumplings, plus delicious prime rib at night. And Sundays, prime rib breakfast is served until 2 p.m. Don't miss daily deep-fried chicken specials, great for your palate and easy on your wallet, at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
South Shore Sand and Gravel reminds us to respect and care for our veterans, both past and present. Let's recognize and salute today's achievements and prosperity to those who have fought, fallen, and continue to fight to secure the safety of our country for future generations. This message is courtesy of South Shore Sand and Gravel, who specializes in sand and gravel and wash sand and rock, in addition to delivering directly to you. South Shore Sand and Gravel, serving the area with pride and integrity.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President J.D. Vance has just arrived in Munich, Germany, ahead of a security summit that is set to be held there tomorrow. The summit happening just hours after an apparent car ramming in Munich that left dozens of people injured, including two seriously. The Trump administration says a window for government employees to accept buyouts is now closed. That is, Elon Musk tells an international conference that his Doge team plans to shutter entire government agencies.
Amid questions about transparency, Musk and his team have started to provide sporadic, sometimes vague, updates about cuts to federal programs on a government website, which also directs Americans to the social media platform X, which Musk owns. One tab on the website states, receipts coming soon, no later than Valentine's Day.
That's ABC News senior political correspondent Rachel Scott. Flash flood watches are out for the bulk of Los Angeles County, the greatest threat from mudslides today.